iPhone 16 Pro, available now at Vodafone. Built for Apple intelligence, it features a stunning titanium design and camera control. Get yours for $0 when you stay connected for 36 months on a $79 plan and trade in an eligible device. Only available from the best provider of iPhone plans, Vodafone.
iPhone 16 Pro 128GB, winner of Whistle Out Best Provider iPhone Plans 2024. New customers only, min cost $2,844. Early exit fees apply. N-Stan 10 unless extended. Apple Intelligence coming this December. TNC apply.
As the supportive parent of a teen, there are times when you must decide yay or nay. Venturing into their stinky bedroom to open a window? Yay. Tasting the roast chicken they cooked? Medium rare? Yay. Letting your underage teen try alcohol at home? Nay. 89% of parents aren't giving their teens alcohol. DrinkWise wants you to know it's okay to say nay. Go to drinkwise.org.au for more info.
Getting sick on the weekend is the pits. Thankfully, if you're in no shape to go back to work tomorrow and your doctor's not open today, there is another way to get a medical certificate. Jump onto medmate.com.au and an accredited Aussie doctor can call you back within the hour. You'll get a medical certificate sent to you instantly by email if clinically approved. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment anytime today until 11 p.m. at medmate.com.au.
Starting a family isn't always easy. It takes bravery. That's why at Monash IVF, we've spent over 50 years evolving our science so that you can have the best possible chance of success. It's why we'll leave no stone unturned to get you answers, and our team of world-class fertility specialists, embryologists, nurses and counsellors will be by your side every step of the way. Because at Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
To grow your business, you need to be on the ball, on track and on point when it comes to finance. To grow your business, you need On Deck, just like Edward from Hobart.
In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The On Deck experience for me was quick and easy.
Get on the ball with On Deck. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection Homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection Homes only. Mimosa
Homes. With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Feys I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
We'll do it live.
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up. Woo!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world. The king and queen of radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reigns supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How we feeling? Make some noise.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the Big Bad City.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go.
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power around Australia. Welcome, everyone. Hi, Jackie.
Hey.
Big show to get to. What are you? What's wrong
sorry.
With you?
Sorry.
What's going on?
I'm getting a massage right now. Our producer said, well, actually, she didn't offer. I asked. And it's feeling very nice, I got to say. So I'm in a good mood.
Are you allowed to get junior staff to just massage your shoulders in a tender, gentle way,
Yes, apparently.
So today, we got this chick that has to tell her best friend, hey, when you and your boyfriend had a little little break for 2 weeks, I screwed him.
I know. This is awful. I don't know how this is going to go down. It's probably one of the worst things you could tell a bestie.
Actually, that's a good question. I'll ask if anyone went down as well. Okay, let's go. Stand by. This young woman is going to ring her best friend and say, guess what? I screwed your boyfriend when you're on a 2 week break.
Yeah.
She's next. We'll hear all the story coming up. This around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Good judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I all I'm asking, baby, please, please, please don't prove I'm right. Please, please, please don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you don't embarrass me, mother trucker.
Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
It's confession time.
Oh, no. Who's confessing?
Oh, God. This is a bad one. Stephanie is friends with Lara and they're besties, right?
Right.
And so Lara, her friend, has been dating this guy for 2 years. They took a break about 6 months ago, right? They took a two-week break. Lara and the boyfriend took a break for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And because they were fighting constantly. And in that break, Stephanie slept with him, the bestie's boyfriend. So she slept with
the
him.
The break was only 2 weeks?
It was only 2 weeks, and she had a one-night stand with him. And she has not had the courage to tell her best friend this, but she's going to be doing it this morning.
Oh, for God's sake. This could be a disaster.
Well, it probably will be, but Stephanie feels that if she does it on the show and with the help of us, that it might soften it slightly.
I don't think it will soften it at all. Let's get Stephanie on. I've got a lot of questions.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good. Ooh. Now, how'd this happen? How did you somehow slip it to your mate's boyfriend in that two-week break?
Like, we were just at a party, lots of alcohol involved, and it just happened. And, you know, like, the whole time that they've been dating, like, we've always, like, flirted with each other. And, yeah, it just happened. So
hang on, how come you were at the party with your mate's ex, or was he not an ex, they were just still on the break? So you're all friends, or what's the go?
Friend, and she was at work at the time, so it was like a house party. We all have mutual friends because we all work together as well.
And you banged at the house party?
Yes.
Did anyone else know?
Else's house.
Oh.
No, because we were kind of like the last ones there. It was at my house, so like
it's
we were
yours.
Like
right.
The last two.
And how long have you been friends with Lara for?
Probably about 5 years.
Right. Okay.
Oh, God.
And what kind of person is Lara? Is she a real easygoing, mellow type person or arcs up?
Yeah, no, she's pretty good. She's a bit of a firecracker. Like, if you are, like, discussing something, like, she'll stick to her ground. She won't be walked all over.
Right.
Is she still with this guy now or not?
She is, and that's kind of why I want to tell her, because, like, if he slept with me, how many other girls did he sleep with? Is he still sleeping with other people? And
oh, you're doing this as a favour for her. Is that what you're saying? It's a favour.
I know, like, I'm a shit friend and I really, really stuffed up, but yeah,
and what sort of sex was it? Was it, you know, just a wham bam? Was it a passionate lovemaking?
Was it oral
and all that, the whole deal?
Yeah, it was shit. You know, it's like when you're on a diet and you eat a cupcake and it's shit, you just wish you never did it to begin with.
Oh, right. But it's good at that's the time, like. Right? Like, yeah. Eating that cupcake is good.
Oh, there's nothing better, really.
Yeah, you know, not really.
So it was bad.
What's the purpose of telling you? So you're willing to risk the friendship ending and they'll probably break up. Is that the plan?
Hang on. Well, wait, they were on a break. And now I hate to get all Ross and Rachel here, but they were on a break. So he technically didn't cheat on her. It's just that they got back together and now you're the one up shit creek, I think, Steph, because you being the bestie, you've broke that girl code.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But also I've been trying to tell her face to face, but she's always, like, inviting the boyfriend over. Like, if we go out for breakfast, she'll bring him around.
Has he said anything to you on the sly since or any of that?
No, but it's nothing. Very awkward now. So I've kind of, like, distanced myself from her, and I think she sort of senses something's up.
Oh, so it's time to come clean for that reason.
Yeah, I think so.
What a mess. Look at the mess you've gone and made.
I know.
I wonder how she'll react to this.
I'm hoping you two can help soften it because she is big fans of you guys.
Oh, God, I don't care.
Well, will she be after this?
God,
now she's just
going to
associate our voices with terrible news.
Well, we're going to get your mate, but we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to get your mate on the phone, and then we're all awkwardly going to hold hands and walk through this mess.
Okay, let's kumbaya.
Let's do it, Steph. Rip that Band-Aid off.
So you went down on the guy and everything at your place?
I didn't with him, but he did with me.
Oh, right. Are you going to go into these details or not?
Probably not. That's probably your job, right?
Well, you want me to bring it up with her and say, hey,
no.
You should ask her this. You know, no, okay, we'll get her up and, okay, and we'll try and sort that. We don't know, this could probably go badly, but you never know.
You just don't know, do you? All right, Steph, hold tight. We will do that next. Stand by.
God.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power.
Oh, my God, kiss is number one. Saying things I've never said, doing things I've never done. Oh, my God, when I see you, I should have run. But I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. Feel things I feel about us. Try to fight it, but it's never enough. My heart is hurting, it's more than a crush.
Cause I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. But my heart goes bum, bum, bottom, bum, 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 bottom. Bum, bum, bottom, bum, 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 bottom. Cause my heart goes bum, bum, bottom. Sing songs I've never sung. Oh my God, when I see you I should run. But I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. Tells me to stop. Feeling, feelings I feel about us. Try to fight it but it's never enough. My heart is hurting, it's more than a crush. Cause I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. But my heart goes to the bottom.
Kyle and Jackie O, Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
Okay, well, Stephanie has called through just before, a couple of minutes ago, and told us this horrible story that somehow she ended up at her own house party and her best friend split up with the boyfriend, a little break for 2 weeks, and during that 2 weeks, this one slept with her mate's, her best mate's boyfriend, and they're back together now, and no one's told anyone anything.
And it's been 6 months since it happened, so it's been a while. So, but now she wants to tell her.
Yeah.
And we got that,
not
Steph.
Sure why, but she's doing it. Okay, now, what's the plan here, Steph? We're going to get your mate on the phone, and then what?
You tell her, Steph. You're going to have to break the news. Okay, we'll be here for moral support, but you will have to break the news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good God.
Okay, let's just do it.
Okay. Let's get Lara on. Hi, Lara.
Hey, Lara. You're on the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Hello.
Oh, hey. How are you?
How are you, hon?
I'm good. I've just finished work, so a bit tired.
Oh, sure. No. God. Well, your mate Stephanie...
Oh, Steph, yeah, I haven't heard from her in a while.
Oh, she's here on the phone. Hi, Steph, there she is.
Hey, babe, how are you? Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. Look, I know I've been a bit MIA lately, and I think you kind of have felt it too.
Yeah, like you haven't been replying to my messages.
Yeah, so... You know how I had that house party a few months ago and I invited a few, like, doctors and regs and all of that and a couple of, like, teammates, and you were working the night shift, you couldn't get out of it?
Yeah.
So, basically, they all rocked up and they brought along your boyfriend. I didn't invite him. He came along. And,
well, he wasn't the boyfriend. You guys were on a break, right? So, well, was he the boyfriend still, or was the break a non-boyfriend thing?
No, this was like, remember you guys had the really big fight, and I thought it was over, and you got the tat removed, and I thought it was done and dusted. So basically, we were like the last two. We'd been drinking all night, and we slept with each other. It only happened once.
What?
It happened. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you?
Like,
no.
I'm so sorry.
We had a fight and you slept with him. It wasn't even over.
Well, that's like,
he said it was over and, like, you had gotten his name removed from your arm. Like, I thought it was all over. Like, to be honest, I don't even know what I was thinking because, like, we were both so wasted, so messed up. But, like, I...
You're meant to be my best friend.
Really bad. I don't know how to fix it, but, like, I'm trying to do the right thing and let you know and just... like come clean to you and confess because
I literally just saw him at work when I left my shift.
Yeah. Did he, like, he hasn't mentioned anything, has he?
No, nothing at all. I can't. Oh my god.
Man, what a mess though.
No, you're my best friend. Yeah, I don't know what to say, babe. Like, I stuffed up so bad.
It's been so long, you could have told me.
Yeah. I tried to so many times, but, like, he's always there. You guys are always together. Like, I couldn't get a word in. We don't even do breakfast. We can't even grab a coffee. He's always there. It's just been eating me up inside, and like I had to say something, and I didn't want to keep ignoring you and, you know, avoiding you. So I had to confess. I had to come clean. I had to just own up to the fact that, you know, I stuffed up and I'm a shit friend and a shit person.
Well, you know, I do appreciate you telling me, but still, like, I can't believe you did this.
Yeah, I know. It's like I stuffed up so bad.
Now, we know that there was a lot of alcohol and a lot of, you know, late in the evening, but, you know, we all know what's what, really, don't we? Unless someone's blackout drunk, people know what's what.
Lara, I'm so sorry about this and what's happened. It sounds to me like you didn't think that you guys were even on a break at that point. It was just a fight.
Well, it was a bad fight, but, like, I had hope that, like, you know, we were going to get back together, and we did.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that he would do that and that Steph would do this as well. Like, this is the last thing I was expecting.
We'll let you ladies, you know, try and wade through this puddle of disaster. And hopefully you guys can patch it up. You know, people do make mistakes.
At least she has told you. That's one thing. She could have kept it to herself. So that's good, at least. I mean, she's been honest, but I know it's really going to be hard to move on from that.
Definitely going to be hard to move on. I'm definitely going to need some time to think about it.
Yeah, it is tough. These things can't be rushed.
No.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Steph and Lara. God.
Oh, thank you, guys.
That's okay. Thank you for helping me.
At least everyone knows the truth now, so you can only get better from here.
Yeah.
Is this boyfriend, is he working at the moment? Like, what would he be even hearing this? Is he shitting himself right now? What's likely happening there?
I just saw him. He was starting a shift at work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so he won't be knowing anything.
I don't
have any idea. No. Well, maybe someone's heard you guys talking and they've texted him. I guess you'll be calling him Lara.
Oh, yes, I will be.
Yeah.
Oh, we can always dial that up. No, it's probably best handled it by yourself.
I don't think you want to hear what I'm going to say.
No, I do. But we won't put it on, but we really do want to be a fly on the wall there.
Oh, can we put it on? No, oh,
ladies,
I can't.
Ladies, look, so sorry, but here we go. New start, new life, no lies. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's how Carl wraps everything these days.
Well, I don't know what to say. What do you say? Good luck in life, you know?
Good luck with that situation.
Yeah, that is a...
Put him on hold.
Oh, wow. What a mess.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
I'm not sure Will and Woody were expecting you to answer this question quite so well.
Dirty thing you saw the food prepper do.
was at a very high-end restaurant, and the waiter came over to take our drink order. I was fixated on the very big coleslaw he had on his lip. It was very big and scabby and very visible. And when he came back, the scab on his coleslaw was missing.
Oh, he picked it, Janine.
No, I think it fell in our food.
Oh, yuck.
Win it, Woody!
Will and Woody for the drive home. Listen on the iHeartRadio app.
This afternoon from 4.
Only on KISS 101.1.
Mom, I think we blew the power.
Have a plan when the unplanned happens. Get unlimited call-outs 24-7 with RACV Hello. Emergency Home Assist.
That's all fixed. Encore.
Woo! Prepare for the best with RACV Emergency Trades. All works performed by Club Home Response Proprietary Limited. Trading as RACV Trade, CDBU 100178. T's and C's apply. Unlimited call-out subject to the fair use policy.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
The Qantas Hotels and Holidays Million Points Giveaway is on now. Until Friday, simply book any eligible Qantas hotel or holiday package and you'll automatically go into the draw to win a share of 1 million Qantas points daily. With 250 prizes to give away, every booking you make is a chance to win. So where will you go next? For your chance to win a share of 1 million Qantas points, search Qantas Hotels and Holidays and book today. Entries close 27 September 2024. T's and C's apply.
You beauty, it's the footy finals. Put on your team colours, gather your mates, and this is important, add a drop to your footy snacks shop. IGA Liquor has amazing everyday low prices, like a Furphy Original Refreshing Ale 24-pack, just $48. Great Northern Super Crisp Lager 30 can block, $60. And hard-rated 4.5% 10-pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow you?
Achoo!
Dad, can I borrow...
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Hay fever got you snotty, itchy and sneezy? Chemist Iron has hay fever and allergy relief for that.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow...
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
If it's effective relief you need, chances are there's a Chemist Own for that. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Canstar has named ANZ Bank of the Year for Small Business Banking a record 9 times.
So it's no wonder I keep hearing, hey boss, well done for going with ANZ, or you picked a winner, Andy.
I mean, no one's actually said it, but I know they're thinking.
Search ANZ Business.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale starts this Friday with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Tom Gleason's back.
I am the Taskmaster.
Are Aaron Chen, Pete Hellyer, Conchetta Caruso, Reese Nicholson and Mel Buttle up to the task?
I think I'm just going to call them the Muppets.
New Taskmaster starts 7:30 Tuesday on 10 and 10 Play.
Some of the biggest music stars in the world are strutting like nobody's watching. Obviously, they shop at Snaffle, where you can get the big ticket items you want, like mobiles, appliances, PlayStation and more, for bite-sized weekly payments. Keeping your cash in your pocket. To strut like a rock star, just snaffle it. Go to snaffle.com.au. the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge. T's and C's apply. Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
You beauty, it's the footy finals. Put on your team colours, gather your mates, and this is important, add a drop to your footy snacks shop. IGA Liquor has amazing everyday low prices, like a Furphy Original Refreshing Ale 24-pack, just $48. Great Northern Super Crisp Lager 30 can block, $60. And hard-rated 4.5% 10-pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers, and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
I wanted to invite you to the party, and you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flickered to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it, oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a
Kyle and Jackie O show. It's the Hour of Power.
Okay, I got a listener, Jimmy, who contacted us. He's kind of worried about his friend. She has fallen in love with a prison inmate. So it started off like quite innocent, Kyle. She was just writing like for fun as a pen pal, kind of like what I do.
I don't think anyone writes to prisoners just for fun. I think they've got a little slither of excitement. And
clearly she did because she was writing to him, and now she's fallen in love with him. He's still in prison, I believe.
Right.
I don't even think she's met him.
Oh,
but
really?
But they're in a relationship. That's what I'm hearing so far. I'd like to ask Jimmy further questions because he is super worried about his friend.
Jimmy, what's the go here? Your friend, obviously, she's a chick, right?
Yeah.
And you're worried about her? Does she have normal relationships or is this out of the ordinary for her?
She has had plenty of normal relationships and she's a really attractive chick as well. So
what's the fascination with the...
with this guy in prison?
She loved the bad boys, or what's her vibe?
Sorry, what was that?
Why is she, like, fallen in love with this guy, do you reckon?
Honestly, I've got no idea. Like, it was supposed to be a joke, really, and no one really knows, like, what's going on. Just that everyone reckons maybe there's money involved or something like that, but she's being controlled totally from someone that's, like, locked up.
Is she giving him money?
Well, we think there's something there involved with money.
Right. And has she actually been to see him in prison?
No, she hasn't. I'm not too sure which one, but...
Well, yeah, she's never actually met him. She's just going off these letters.
What's he locked up for? Do you know what he's in for?
Exactly. It is drug-related, and apparently he's looking at about, like, 10 years, and he hasn't even been sentenced yet.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So she's going to be waiting a long time for this guy. How old is she?
She's about 25, 24.
Wow, what do her parents say about this?
Well, I doubt they'd know about it.
Oh, so how long has it been going on for?
Only about 3 months.
She'll get over this. I didn't realise it was 3 months.
Hey, listen, sometimes when a man's locked up, right, and all the bullshit's gone out of their life, and someone reaches out in the pen pal world, maybe his real feelings is something that she hasn't got outside of the prison world.
Carl, it's a long time to wait.
Yeah, that's
she's
true.
In the prime of her life. And she's going to be waiting for over 10 years, probably, for this guy to get out.
Maybe he doesn't get convicted.
No, he's waiting his sentencing. He's being convicted.
Oh, well, maybe he hasn't got a big run.
Well, it sounds like he's getting 10 years. It sounds like that.
He's convinced her that 95% chance he reckons he's getting out when it's his sentencing.
Oh,
well, see, yeah,
right.
It's possible. Totally possible.
Okay, and you don't believe that, though?
Well, the charges, along with those drug charges, there's other things on top, so I don't think so. It doesn't look like it.
Right. Okay. And is she planning on having, a relationship as far as, like, do you get conjugal visits, right? Mm-mm. Or is that only in America?
It does not happen here. I don't think it does. We don't. There's no smoking cigarettes and there's no rooting your missus. That's part of prison life.
So the best she's going to get is sitting across from him at a table?
Correct.
And you're allowed
in the visitor's room with everyone else visiting their friends.
And in America, there's no touching. Are they allowed to touch here? Are they allowed to hold hands or anything?
Yeah, I think they can.
I think you're allowed the embrace. Like, hey, babe, how are you?
Right.
And they're not allowed to sit.
Strict.
Yeah. Not allowed to sit into his lap and do all the...
Do you know what he looks like? Like, have you seen a photo?
No, I haven't seen a photo of him, but she's only seen him twice on video link.
Oh.
And... she seems like she's in love because she actually got his name tattooed on her a couple of days ago.
Oh, my God.
How big and where's the tattoo?
So it's pretty big. It's like under her boob.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
I've noticed
ooh.
a lot of girls that I've met over my life that have had relationships with, like, guys in jail or bikies or anything like that, they're always branded with the guy's name in some gigantic, obvious location.
Do you think he's, like, maybe suggested she do this?
I don't know. You never know. But it is a pattern that I've noticed that
it's
girls who with the real bad boys... their name's on them somewhere, and it's not a little cute
intimate,
name on the finger.
Somewhere intimate.
Not even necessarily intimate. I've seen someone's name down a girl's entire leg. Like, that's...
Yikes.
Yeah, and they didn't last, like, for only 3 months.
Wow. So, Jimmy, you're concerned. She's also acting a little bit differently these days.
Well, yeah, she doesn't see us anymore, like our friend group anymore, because she's being controlled by him and... she's not allowed to go out and stuff like that, so she stays home for him.
Oh, this is so bad. This is bad news. I can see now why you're concerned. So he's making her stay at home.
Well, maybe he's not making it. Maybe you guys being negative about her romance is she's like, you know, screw you guys. I'm not hanging out with
but
you
he's
guys.
Saying he's controlling her. How do you know that, Jimmy?
Just because if you were to know her and if, like, just our friends, how we know her, for the past few months, she's totally changed. Like, she doesn't even just hang out. Like, we hang out at a friend's house and she doesn't even come out to hang out. Like, nothing. She's just constantly trying to talk to him.
And how often does she get to talk to this guy? Like, he just wouldn't have a mobile phone.
No, but you're allowed to make calls from the public phone.
Often, I didn't think. Yeah, every day.
No, not all day, but you've got a time limit and you've got phone privileges and stuff.
For like 6 minutes.
Does she ever go out? Does she always go on with the bad boy, or is this something really different for her?
She's actually always with bad boys, to be honest.
The Gronk lover. That's what it sounds like, a Gronk lover. That's fine. A lot of girls, they're into the Gronk. It's not until they get murdered or bashed beyond recognition that they realise, oh shit, this might not be a great idea. That's true. It happens a lot.
I feel for her parents, actually. I mean, they must be worried about her.
But then, like, you can't tar everyone with the same brush.
Oh, that's true. But if her behaviour has changed so drastically, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
But look, we're going to open the lines, Jimmy, because we wanted to ask anyone out there if you had the same thing where you've fallen in love with an inmate. Have you ever dated an inmate?
We do this all the time, the prisoner rooters. I can't even get my missus to buy the type of laundry detergent I want from the Coles online shopping. How do you control people like this? Someone should do a book.
You do not have any control in your relationship.
I got none of this shit. I go, babe, I asked for the twirl and you bought me a hard chocolate. No, I want the twirl because I had a tooth, you know, I had my crown fixed anyway.
Anyway.
And she just goes, oh, well, you know.
This one will do.
How do you control someone like that?
I don't know, but maybe you yourself have had some sort of intimate relationship or a relationship with an inmate. Oh, you know of someone who has. Did it work? Did they wait for them to come out?
Yeah, not everyone.
Did things end well? Did it not end well? Mm. Any kind of interaction, give us a call on 131065, Jimmy. We'll see what happens.
Kyle. Jackie, this is the
Hour of Power.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got it!
We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. It's cheering.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets, you got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear cherries and the bells are ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab an 18-pack of Coulton toilet paper for just $10. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Offer ends Wednesday. T's and C's apply. See in store.
You beauty, it's the footy finals. Put on your team colours, gather your mates, and this is important, add a drop to your footy snacks shop. IGA Liquor has amazing everyday low prices, like a Furphy Original Refreshing Ale 24-pack, just $48. Great Northern Super Crisp Lager 30 can block, $60. And hard-rated 4.5% 10-pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
As the supportive parent of a teen, there are times when you must decide yay or nay. Letting the band practice at your house, yay. Cooking dinner for that strange friend who never speaks and never goes home, yay. Giving your underage teen alcohol for the party, nay. 89% of parents aren't giving their teens alcohol. So help your kids make the smart choice. DrinkWise wants you to know it's okay to say nay.
We know 1 in 5 Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. OneFootForward.org.au.
Record-breaking country music superstar Luke Combs, live in Melbourne, with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. Next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets from Ticketmaster. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
Did you know that 3.7 million Aussie households struggled to put food on the table last year? For 77%, it was their first time facing an empty fridge or pantry. That's why Chobani, Foodbank and Woolworths have partnered to help. From now until September, for every large tub of Chobani passion fruit or strawberry yogurt you buy, 6 meals will be donated. Help Chobani make a difference using food as a force for good. Available exclusively at Woolworths.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is great if you're going to book club tonight. You can reserve an Uber ride for an hour and 15 minutes after you arrive, because that's when Bianca will sense you haven't read this month's gritty crime thriller. Going after you like a small town cop with an axe to grind, laying traps, poking holes in your story, and forcing you to confess that you only watched the movie. Reserve that Uber ride and get out before she reads you your rights. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
You know, everyone knows it takes a hell of a lot of work for anyone to climb up to be the best in the business. So I've got a lot of respect for the folks at Spinalese because they're putting in that hard work. That's why they have the best pillows on offer anywhere on earth. Go with the OG and the best, Spinalese. Imitators just don't cut it. They make promises they can't deliver. Spinalese delivers on their promise of comfort and support and also give you free delivery. That's a double delivery promise from these guys at Spinalese. Order your pillow at spinalese.com.au. That's spinalese.com.
Even with the cost of living rising, you can still get what you want when you want. Just Snapple it. Shop in weekly bite-sized payments at Snapple for all the big-ticket items like mobiles, computers, gaming consoles, appliances, furniture and much more. And strut like nobody's watching. Go to snapple.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge. T's and C's apply. Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October. For just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Explore Asia's wonders with Malaysia Airlines. Fly Malaysia Airlines to Phuket, Ho Chi Minh City, Trivandrum and more from 819 return. Book now at malaysiaairlines.com and experience exceptional Malaysian hospitality. Offer ends September 5. T's and C's apply.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
This is Kiss. My baby born in Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't believe about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. I'm drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
This around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Talking about this young woman. So some dude rang up, his friend, girlfriend of his, like just a chick, has fallen in love with an inmate online and has removed herself from the entire friendship group, doesn't hang out anymore, is just...
She just stays at home and...
waiting for calls.
He thinks that she's been influenced by him in terms of, like, don't go out, I don't want you to see anyone. She's got a tattoo now of his name under her breast. and it's only been 3 months. What started out as a joke, a pen pal inmate kind of interaction, turned into love for her. And all her friends are worried. She's 25. She's in the prime of her life. She's a beautiful girl.
Just because you're in jail does not necessarily mean you're a horrible person.
Well, he said there's a good chance that he will be sentenced for 10 years. He's still awaiting that sentencing. So it is a long time to wait if that actually happens. But we're asking, have you ever dated an inmate? Chris has called through. Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Good. Did you date the inmate or were you the inmate?
I was the inmate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and did you meet the missus while you were in prison or did you have one before you went in?
Before I went in. So.
Oh, that's different. That's different. You know, you have a girlfriend before you go in and then they stay with you.
You'd be worried though, Chris, like depending on how long you go for, you want your missus to stand by you and stuff. Were you worried that she wouldn't?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I was in there for 3 years, so, like, there was a lot of, like, worries, cheating, whatever.
Yeah, and you're locked up and you can't just ring whenever you want. Like, if you get a little fear, you can't just sort of squash their own fear. You got to live with that, right?
Yeah, you just got to do what you got to do, really. So, like, you can call from 6 to 3 at most jails.
Yeah.
And then other jails are 6 to 10 p.m.
And can you do just one a day or can you do multiple calls?
As long as you have money on your account, you can call as many times as you want.
Oh, okay. So she could be talking to him for quite a bit.
Well, it's not an unlimited amount of money you can put in their account either.
No, I know. They've got a certain amount. It's like 150 or something.
Yeah, like Silverwater, for example.
150
a week. Yeah. And you've got to go out there and put the money in yourself. You can't
it's all BPAY now.
Oh, it's all BPAY now. Oh, it's been a while since I've done
it. And you've got to buy other things as well with that. Like, that's just not going to be spent on phone calls. That's like right. Everything.
No, your Tim Tams and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, thanks for your call. Tia, have you ever dated a guy in prison?
How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your story?
So I was dating the father of my child. He was in jail for 18 months and then he got released. We did know each other prior. And then he got released and, you know, did the whole, I've changed my life. He was an ice addict. He was a drug addict. He was running in on houses and I fell for it and thought, okay, this guy's changed his life.
Yeah.
6 months later, he ended up back into that lifestyle, tried to hide it from me. I ended up falling pregnant to this man. And he ended up back in jail for 2 trimesters of my pregnancy. And he's now back in there now. I just want this girl to know that this is not going to work. Like, once they're in there, if they have drug charges, and if this guy's meant to be sentenced to 10 years, like, obviously that's some pretty serious convictions that he's up against, considering the legal system these days. Like, a lot of it is a slap on the wrist for pretty bad stuff, like even if they are convicted priors. This girl, that, like, I just feel for her because I know that she could be up against, like, just some serious heartache here. Because, yeah, I believe, yeah, it's just not going to work.
Yeah. Okay. He's going to go back, you reckon?
And they can call multiple people on their jail phones. Like, how does she know that he's not calling other girls on there and saying, oh, put money in my jail account? Like, how does she know that? Because that's what happened to me as well. I'd be putting money in there for him so he can get the things he wants and call me every day like he was. But there was no way of me knowing who else he's calling and who else is putting money in.
It's funny you say that because I've got a family member, female, and the guy she was dating went to jail for 18 months. She was paying everything, and she didn't have a lot of money, this family member, so she was sold the TV, sold the washing machine, dryer, sold all her possessions, her car, just to keep him sort of cashed up. And then on the day he was released from prison, she's sitting out the front of the jail talking to another woman. Oh, your man's, my man's getting released. Oh, so's mine.
Oh,
well,
God.
Only one man was released.
Oh, no.
And he walked up to my family member and said, yeah, thanks for everything, stupid bitch. Put his arm around the other chick. They got in the car and left. And that family member of mine was
How long did
destroyed.
She do that for?
18 months.
Oh, wow.
And she'd sold every part of her life and everything she owned to sort of help him.
See, this is the problem. This girl could be just being played for a fool.
Or it could be true love.
And she could be waiting for 10 years, wasting that all of her life on a guy that could just be using her.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Well, you don't.
You don't
Thanks,
know.
Tia. Jasmine, let's hear what your story.
Jazzy, hi. What do you got for us?
Hi. Hey, can I just say, this girl, run while you can, because I'm telling you right now, I made that mistake around the same age.
Yeah.
And when I say mistake, I have a kid to this guy now.
Right.
He's a good dad and everything, but I waited 4.5 years for him. And then I had never met him. I went to the jail and I met him. And then he got on work release and came home on the weekends, and I fell pregnant.
Was that sex amazing, though, because he was like a bad boy and on day release? Were you like, this is so naughty, this is the best
Look,
ever?
Look, I still respect the guy, so I'm not going to go into that. But
yeah, so
he
was, awesome.
Was doing a 10-year sentence, so, you know, you can only imagine. But I have a 9-year-old son now, so...
Hey, so you got... So some good came
but
of
but
it.
But you're saying run while you can, so where did it go bad?
I ended up in jail getting caught up in that lifestyle.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Was it because something you did wrong, or was it because you took responsibility for something he was doing wrong?
I did something wrong involved in that lifestyle that he introduced me into.
Which you would never have done had you not known him,
Oh, I can't say never, but it definitely gave me that push that got me there. But I really don't think, like, I had my son 8 months after I had him, I went to jail.
Oh, my God.
He came out and he went full-time dad, and he done a great job.
Oh, look how good. Like, see, that's not... I wouldn't have expected that. That's good.
Yeah, he was he still is a good dad. And then when I got out 3.5 years later, he went back to jail, and now he's doing another 10-year sentence.
Oh, so you're like time-sharing.
Yeah, it's tag-teaming.
Yeah, I'm out, you're in. You're dead now, you're mum, I'm back in jail.
Oh, dear.
What a mess.
Wow, that's
crazy.
Poor
son, My poor son, but I'm telling you right now, it's hard when you meet someone like that. They pay so much attention to you. They're like, a 6-minute phone call finishes and they're like, okay, there's the beep, I'll call you back in 6 minutes. Stay home, you know, don't go anywhere, don't do anything. They want to know
right.
where you
maybe
are.
That, maybe gotcha. That's why she's not going anywhere, because she's like...
Yeah, maybe.
Waiting.
I was in the exact same position, and then, because I cut off from all my friends and everything, and then I met another girl at a jail visit in the exact same position. Right. And we ended up becoming best friends.
Are you lesbians?
We were allowed to go out with each other because... her partner was in jail with my partner.
Were you doing lesbian stuff?
No, we weren't doing lesbian stuff. Even when I was in jail. I just can't do that.
Yeah, that's not your flight. Hey, did you have the opportunity to do lesbian stuff when you were in jail? Were chicks like, hey, how you doing?
There was plenty of opportunities that arose, but I just, you know, ran with my tail in between my legs. So I was so scared. I was like, no.
Yeah, not me. Wrong one. Yeah, fam. Wow, look, there's a lot of stories, right?
Okay, one more. Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, great. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Now, Jimmy just needs to be supportive, I reckon.
The friend, the dude that rang us?
Yeah. Look, it's a novelty to her. She's young. She's 25. I was locked up for 5 years. I had a girl for 3 of that.
Yeah.
They've got their own life in the end of the day. She's just got to experience everything for herself. And, you know, it is what it is. You've just got to be supportive, and no matter what happens, she'll get over it.
I think you're right.
She's young.
I think you're onto something here. I feel that you can't convince anyone
to
do something that's against what they want to do. You have got to support them. Maybe say, look, just be careful here, like, but don't go on and on and on about it. Otherwise, they won't hang around.
They'll shut you out.
They would rather get rid of their friends than have negative impact on their love life.
And love is such a powerful drug, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You do anything. And you know, she's just in that moment right now where she's obsessed with this guy.
I think you're right, Anonymous.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Thanks,
bro.
Why did you have to be anonymous?
Well, who knows? Who knows why? Some of these types, they just like to slide under the radar.
Fair enough.
24/7. I get it. I know people like that. The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power. The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
So last week, I was staying at this hotel and I needed to leave the hotel with all my luggage. There's a taxi waiting. I climb into the car and then I say to him, I've just got to get to this venue just down the road. And he says, walk.
Oh.
He gets out of the car and puts my luggage on the street. Another taxi drove past and he said, I'm sorry, are you all right, man? And then I said, I'm not all right. And he's like, get in. I was like, I just want you to know it's only 5 minutes.
The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch. Listen live on iHeartRadio. Weekdays from 3.
Kiss 101.1.
Get half price off the Emco beauty range now at Chemist Warehouse with the half price cosmetic sale. Hurry, sale ends September 29.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D photo quality design pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't...